When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So, whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Hi, you guys, it's Yaz, and today I want to talk about how you are a threat to the narcissist. I'm going to talk about three ways that you could be a threat to a narcissist, and this is why a lot of times the narcissist will try to put you down, because a narcissist feels threatened by you. Understand this, when a narcissist puts you down, or they criticize, they judge you, there's a couple of different reasons why they do it, but the biggest reason is that they're threatened by you. And people say, well, why are they threatened? Like I had a gentleman say on one of the posts, you know, right now I'm surviving. I'm not doing well for myself, and I don't understand why she's threatened by me. And I'm going to explain that right now, you guys. So the number one reason why narcissists feel threatened, and this is also what narcissists are ruled by, is jealousy and envy. Narcissists feel inferior. They have a deep-rooted insecurity within themselves. And this is why they will try to tear you down, because of that jealousy that they have for you. So they feel threatened by you because they feel that you're better than them deep down, and they can't stand those type of internal feelings. So what do they have to do? They got to shoot you down. They've got to criticize you. They've got to, you know, put you down any which way. They could be jealous over anything. They could be jealous. Maybe you got more attention as a kid, or maybe you get attention from other people. They could be jealous of what you have. They could be jealous of, you know, the fact that you have friends. They could be jealous of the fact of your happiness. Narcissists hate to see people happy, okay? Because they are so miserable inside that, you know, misery loves company. So if you ever want to get under a narcissist's skin, all you got to do is show them that you're happy. They hate that, all right? That's why when you go through a divorce, what's your lawyer going to tell you? Your lawyer's going to tell you the best, you know, revenge against a narcissist is to be happy and good living. Okay? So jealousy is one of the reasons why a narcissist feels threatened by you. Number two, why a narcissist feels threatened. They feel threatened, you guys, because they're afraid that you may take that supply away from them. So what do they have to do? They've got to manipulate you and make you feel that they are the greatest thing that ever came into your life. And, you know, they're threatened by you walking away, but what they're going to do is they're going to threaten you into thinking that they're going to leave you. That's why narcissists will say to you all the time, oh, you'll never do better than me, or nobody's going to want you. This is to put that fear that they have in you and make you think that you can't move on in your life, or that nobody wants you, or they are the greatest thing that ever came into your life. So they're threatened by the fact that you could leave them. They're afraid of abandonment, and they're afraid of losing the supply that you offer them. Now, a lot of people don't get the supply business, and you have to always understand that a narcissist is all about benefits. They're all about supply, and if a narcissist is with you, they're with you for a reason, okay? It's not love. It's for other things. It could be because you have a place that they live at. They're living at your place. It could be some kind of financial benefit by being with you. Maybe they're on your health plan, all right? This is why a lot of narcissists stay married as well, and they live separate lives because of, you know, the benefits that they're getting financially. You know, it could be financial benefits. It could be a place to live. It could be health benefits. It could be the fact that they don't want to pay child support. So they're getting some kind of benefit by still being married. It's not that they're married. That's why narcissists could stay married a long time. They just do what they want on the side. It's when you're married to a narcissist, it's like you're in an open relationship because they are not all into the relationship with you. They have a whole other life going on the outside that you're unaware of, but they pretend to be with you because of some kind of benefit. The benefit also could just be, you know, security, knowing they have somebody there, maybe knowing somebody that's there that cooks, cleans, does laundry for them. Maybe they don't want to get a divorce and have to pay out. There's a lot of different reasons why narcissists stay married, okay? So one of the threats of the narcissist, besides the threat of being jealous of you, okay, they feel threatened of you because of jealousy, is they feel threatened of losing the supply that they get from you. It could be sex, it could be money, it could be a place to live, it could be safety and security, or it could just be an ego boost. So when you deal with a narcissist, always ask yourself, what were they benefiting by being with me? What were they getting by being with me? All right. And so when you look to take that away from them, that is a threat. And they will, that's why they got to cut you down as well, because they want you to feel like you're inferior so that, you know, you praise them and that they don't have to fear of you ever walking away, all right? So they want you, in order to make themselves feel like they are valuable to you, they have to make you feel that they are the better person in the relationship. So they'll always point out your flaws, your faults. They'll judge you. They'll try to make you think there's something wrong with you so that, you know, you look at them like, you know, they are superior because you have all these problems. This is why you got to be focused with a narcissist and recognize when they are gaslighting you, recognize when they're putting you down, when they're making little innuendos, when they criticize you, judge you, or put you down in any which way. See, you got to understand this, you guys. You got to understand human nature. When somebody puts you down, it's because of their insecurities. They're putting you down because they feel threatened by you. They feel threatened by you. You have gotten under their skin for whatever reason, and they've got to put you down because you are a threat to them, okay? And it could just be your self-confidence. Narcissists love to tear down people that are self-confident because they have no self-confidence. That's why they need that constant validation of outside supply, outside people. That's why they constantly need to be praised because of that insecurity inside themselves, all right? Now, the third reason why you are a threat to a narcissist is because they're afraid that you may expose them. So what does a narcissist do the minute you break up with them or the relationship crumbles? They're going to run and smear you. They're going to rip you up to their friends, their family, the flying monkeys, and they could be as low as even going to your family and saying nasty things about you, okay? And trying to play the victim. If they're a covert narcissist, they play the victim like, oh, I really tried and there's something wrong with them. You know, they're so insecure. They have trust issues. They were cheating on me. Narcissists will make up lies in order to discredit you to other people. So a narcissist always has to be one step ahead. What they're going to do is they're going to plant that seed in these other people's minds so that if you say anything, You know, you've already been discredited to these other people. These other outsiders have been manipulated already to think of you a certain way because the narcissist has worked on them. And now if you go to expose that narcissist, your credibility won't be as strong to these outsiders because of what the narcissist has told them, okay? But keep in mind, people that really do know you, people that really do have your back, are not going to listen to the lies of the narcissist. So anybody who listens to the lies of the narcissist is either, you know, that's one of the narcissist's flying monkeys or supporters, or they're in fear of the narcissist, or they're just flat out stupid and don't see what's going on, okay? They may be naive, stupid, and they don't realize that they're being manipulated by the narcissist, and that's why they may go against you. In any event, anybody that doesn't have your back is not your people, and you shouldn't care about it. That now you know. Now you know. See, this is when you really know who's got you and who doesn't, is when you're down. Okay, people that have your back and know you and know you're a good person will stand by you, all right? Will not let other people destroy your reputation or destroy you because they know that you have good character and they'll recognize that this is all a bunch of BS lies, okay? So any kind of threat to a narcissist where they're losing supply, where they're in fear of being exposed, or they're just flat out jealous, okay? They're jealous of anything about you. Maybe they're jealous because every time you go out, you're smiling and you seem happy and you appreciate things. A narcissist can be jealous of that because deep down, they feel empty inside. So when they see somebody else that's happy, having a good time, that's going to irritate them, okay? That's going to irritate them. And that's why narcissists destroy special occasions, birthdays, and holidays. And I did a podcast on that, which I'm going to publish very soon for you guys, about how the narcissist will try to ruin everybody's day on a holiday because of that deep-rooted, they can't deal to see either somebody in the spotlight and getting attention if it's somebody's birthday, or they hate to see other people happy because of that miserableness that they have inside them. And some of them don't even recognize, it's within their subconscious, they don't even recognize the reason behind it. It's because of they were either overvalidated as a kid or undervalidated as a child, and they never felt like they were enough. They're never happy, never satisfied. So they have a deep-rooted unhappiness, and they try to mask it. They try to pretend a lot. Covert narcissists do this all the time. They try to pretend they're happy, pretend, you know, everything's all right. But deep down, they're either angry or they're jealous and they're envious type of people. And you'll see that in time with the covert narcissist. So you guys, anybody could be a threat to a narcissist if they feel they're losing supply, if the narcissist is jealous of you, and if they feel that you are going to expose them and talk about them to other people that will tarnish their image. Remember this when you're dealing with a narcissist. Everything is about their image, and they're very, very concerned about what people think about them. You know, a fear of a narcissist, a threat to a narcissist, is for people to look down upon them. A threat to a narcissist is not getting that supply. Like, again, the supply could be money, it could be sex, it could be a place to live, it could just be the security of having somebody and not feeling abandoned. This is why narcissists, when they leave a relationship, they'll never just be alone. When they see that that relationship is starting to crumble, a narcissist is going to be frantic if they don't have somebody already to get somebody in place so that when the relationship crumbles with you, there's a backup there. Because the biggest fear of a narcissist is being abandoned and being exposed. But being abandoned, they're afraid of a relationship breaking up and they have nobody. Okay, so they got to get that person in place before it actually crumbles so that they don't feel bad about themselves. And also, they also think that you're doing what they're doing. So they're thinking that you're probably talking to other people. They're in fear that you'd get into a relationship before them. This is why narcissists, when they come out of a relationship, most of them bounce into a new relationship really quickly. Not because that person is necessarily new, because most of the time the new supply is actually an ex that they had, that they were still talking to, that they never cut the cord with, all right, that they get back together with, but they were still talking to that person when they were with you. Because I get people that tell me this all the time. Oh, they got into a new relationship, 4 weeks after we broke up. Well, I got news for you. That new supply was not new. They had that person that was probably one of their exes or one of the people that they know from their past that they jumped into, and they're afraid, that you would get into a relationship before them because they want to show that they are, they are so in demand, they got taken by somebody really quickly before you did. It's a competition with these crazy, sick narcissists that want to prove that they're better than you. So they got to jump into a relationship and make it look like, there was something wrong with you. But now look, I'm in a relationship because, people realize that I'm terrific and I'm wonderful. And look at you, you're still single. This is what the narcissist likes. So getting back on focus here, you guys, anytime a narcissist is jealous of you, or they feel threatened, you're going to take something away from them, you have something that they need or want, these are all threats to them. And the threat that you will expose them and their image will be tarnished. These are the three reasons a narcissist will be threatened by you. And when a narcissist is threatened, what are they going to do? They're going to try to hurt you every which way they can. If it's a divorce situation, they could put the kids in the middle, start talking badly about you to the children. They'll talk to everybody you know, common friends. They'll try to ruin relationships. They will try to hurt you if you become a threat to the narcissist. So just the best thing is to go no contact, distance yourself, not two words. Don't feed the narcissist. Don't care about what they say because they are toxic. So anything they say doesn't mean shit, okay? And look forward, not back. And also, very important, you guys, when you break it off with a narcissist, you've also got to break off any ties to the narcissist. That means mutual friends, family, whatever. Or if you can't do that, you've got to gray rock and not tell these people that know the narcissist any of your business. Because anything you tell these people that are connections to the narcissist, you can rest assured is going to get back to that narcissist. So you tell them nothing, okay? Nothing. So whether they're threatened by you or not, understand this. It's not something that you did. It's the fact that you're dealing with an insecure, jealous person that, can't stand to see anybody do better than them and is afraid if you're able to see through them for what they are. They are threatened by people that could see them for who they are. So they got to either smear you or they're going to run. Okay, that's the two ways a narcissist acts when they're exposed. They're either going to smear you behind your back and they're going to run, okay? Because now they know they can't play with you. Their games don't work. Their manipulation doesn't work. And you see them for exactly who they are. That toxic, person that is insecure, jealous, and who has to put you down in order to lift themselves up. Get yourself away from these people. They will, you know, they will make you question yourself that you're the problem. They will put self-doubt in you. This is how you heal, is by no contact at all. Because, you know, the narcissist is going to say something that's going to trigger you. You got to stay away from them. The longer you're away from the narcissist, the stronger you will become. Believe me when I tell you that, because I'm living proof of this. Because if you don't, if you're still in contact with that narcissist, that, you know, they're going to play upon your emotions. They're either going to make you feel bad, they're going to either make you feel bad or they're going to get you angry. In either scenario, you don't want to be around that. You've got to stay away, okay? So I hope that helps you to understand why a narcissist feels threatened by you. I'm losing my voice, you guys, because I'm constantly going over here. All right, you guys, have a great day. Stay strong. Stay focused. Think about what you got to do for the day. Write it down and work on your own goals and where you want to be in your life. And forget people that try to tear you down. That's their problem, not your problem. But what you need to do is not give them any time in your life or any space in your brain. You're going to focus on the positive things that are going to lift you up and improve your life. Think about today. What could you do to improve your life? Go clean your refrigerator, okay? Go clean your house. Go take a walk. Go enjoy your children. Get out in nature and think about things, or think about your career, of positive things, and forget about the narcissist. This was a negative thing. It was a learning experience, and you don't need anybody that is threatened by you, because they will not have your best interest in their hearts, all right? So have a great day, you guys. Don't forget to subscribe and please share the podcast. If you guys are having a problem in your dating or relationship, or you're dealing with somebody maybe that's narcissistic, you don't know if they're a narcissist, or you're just having problems, you're in a toxic relationship and you need some clarity on it, go to the link in the podcast description for my website where I offer email and phone coaching. If you have a quick question, just a quick question, and you want to get a video sent back to you answering your question, there's also a link there for Vizio where I will send you a personalized video answering your question. Hi, you guys, it's Yaz, and I want to tell you about my two books on Amazon. The first book is Regain Your Power. It's all about power and relationship. Who has the power in the relationship? And it goes into all of that, okay? The other book is Signs He's Not Into You, He's Wasting Your Time, okay? Check it out. It gives you a lot of good clues as to whether you're with somebody who's a real one or somebody who's just going to waste your time. You could read them both with Kindle's free trial membership. So check it out. Link is in the podcast description. Hi, you guys. I just want to let you know that The Game Exposed now has their merchandise available. Check out the link in the bio and you could go check it out. There's cool hoodies, cool sweatpants, cool hats. So go to the bio for the link. And also, don't forget to follow me on Facebook at The Game EXP 123 and also on Instagram, The Game EXP 123. Okay? And have a great day.